I was told hell would freeze over when the Lions won the Super Bowl. We're getting frozen temperatures and we're not getting a Super Bowl.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily call, I mean, the loss feels like hell, but this isn't hell.
Well, thank you, John. In a biblical sense, we are not.
Yes, we are not living in hell.
Thank you.
But pigs are flying, and they will play against the Eagles on Sunday.
That sucks. We do have a letter that was sent to Lions fans and season ticket holders from Sheila Ford Hamp. And I want to read that for people. And then we want you guys to try to sum up this season. It's been a couple days. Try to put it in its proper context. This was back-to-back division champs, 15 wins, a one seed, but they didn't win a single playoff game. And here's how Sheila addressed the season. Starting to get a little gravel in my voice. Maybe this will help the reading. Dear Lions loyal member, this is not the letter I was hoping to write to you this season. It's not the ending we wanted or were expecting. The fact of the matter is this. We had a great year, a record-setting season, but fell short of our ultimate goal. What never falls short is your support. I can't tell you how much I appreciate the support we have received from all of you, the city of Detroit, and the entire state of Michigan. Ford Field is a legitimate home field advantage, and that is because of you. It also felt like you gave us a home field advantage in most of the away stadiums we played this year. We appreciate you more than you will ever know. Your support continues to fuel us towards bigger things. I'm proud of the year we had. I'm proud of our players, our coaches, our personnel department, and our entire staff, because at the Lions, we live the one pride concept and truly win and lose together. I know this weekend was difficult, and the next few weeks will be hard to watch as other teams walk the path we envisioned. But please know that we have never been more motivated. I know the future will look different. The team that brought us so much success this year will never be together again. Pieces will change, but we are confident in where we are going and more aligned than ever as how we get there. One of the goals I set for our franchise is to create sustained success. The last 2 years have started that process. Back-to-back NFC North Division championships and home playoff appearances are the type of success that we envisioned, and we are on the path to continuing that. Thank you for your continued support. Thank you for donning your Honolulu blue, and thank you for continuing to be the driving force behind One Pride. Go Lions, Sheila Hamp.
That was great.
How do you sum up this season, John?
Are we doing the obit now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I thought you had a prepared obituary that you were going
to. Have you ever had to write an obit? I mean, that's a dark question.
I've had to contribute to some.
Realize yes. That was a dark question.
Yes.
No, this is not like the death of a family member or someone close to you, but for a lot of people, the death of a Super Bowl dream that we had been building up all season long. How do you sum up the season? If you don't want to use obituary, how do you sum up this season? She says she's proud, but they fell short. I think it was a failed season. I think they failed. And I don't think we should be afraid to say it. Dan Campbell has said as much. He said, I've looked in the mirror. I've acknowledged that I failed. And now it's what am I going to do about it? John, I think this was a cruel season in a lot of ways because it was such a tease. They didn't win a single playoff game. I would say cruel would be a word I would use.
Yeah, it was... So I don't necessarily, okay, the way that it ended, yeah, is cruel. And yeah, it's ultimately a failure. But I mean, the ride along the way, which is what makes it so cruel at the end, was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you're putting together an obituary for the season, because it did die, you know, you start thinking about all of the different moments that it had. And I would say that this season felt like it was 67 years old, 67 years in the making, left behind two kids, one born in 91, 33 years old, and they went full Al Pacino, born at 66, and with a one-year-old. And those are the playoff wins. Like, there hasn't been a lot of bright spots, but you can look back and see some of the moments that have been building up to where the Lions are now. And the 15 wins, especially with all of the challenges that they had to overcome. Like, this was a team that they refused to die until it eventually died of self-inflicted wounds, five turnovers in the divisional round. Like that's where it's cruel. That's where it you're left with, why did this happen? And why did they go through and make all the sacrifices to only come up short in the end?
Ticket Texter says to him, the season was a, quote, total waste. Says, well, may as well have been 8-9.
I disagree.
And then it signed SOL Ben.
Yeah, okay.
The first part, I agree. It is a waste.
A wasted opportunity.
Yeah.
But the season wasn't a waste.
Well, no, I think it was a waste.
We all enjoyed 15 wins.
But for what? You know what I mean? Like, that's...
Okay, so you're basically saying, what, would you rather have a Patricia year or year that we had?
John, I didn't agree with the second half of the text. I'm not calling it SOL. I'm not saying I'd rather go 8-9. My point is, when you win 15 games with this roster and you have home games throughout the playoffs and you don't win a single one of them, it is a waste. It's a wasted opportunity. It's a wasted season. It's in many ways, a lost season in what is a Super Bowl window.
So our perspective is a little bit different, because I'm going to reserve some of those adjectives until I get a chance to look back in 5 years and say, what did they learn from this season? What did they learn from being 3-13-1? What did they learn from being 9-8? What did they learn from a 12-win season last year? Ultimately, does it end in a Super Bowl or multiple Super Bowl opportunities and victories for this franchise? What did they take away from this? How is Dan Campbell? We've seen him learn and become a better head coach over his 4 years.
He said, when you're built the right way, failure only makes you stronger, which is what you're alluding to.
Right.
He also said that the NFC title may have been the only shot they get.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say, like, they failed epically. It made them stronger in the regular season, but that did not do them any favors in the postseason. They still lost handily at home. Texter says, I compare them to the Tigers from 06 to 2012. Hopefully that changes. It does have some of those feelings. How would you sum up this Lions season? How would you sum up a year where they win 15 games, win the division, have the one seed, but don't win a single playoff game? Ticket Texter says, it's a fairy tale without the happy ending. It's fun and games during the story, but at the end, there's no happy ending. So what was the point? Texter says, I would describe the season as a choke because their game plan for Saturday was a joke.
Oh, everyone likes to rhyme.
Yeah, a little...
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like Dr. Seuss at the obituary at the funeral.
Yeah, here lies Lester Moore. No less, no more.
In a couple years, we'll look back and say, this was the season of injuries. That's how it will be remembered.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I understand that. I still think they should have won Saturday with the injuries.
I agree.
The injuries may have been the thing that got them in the NFC title or even the Super Bowl, but then at least at that point we would have said they held serve from the year before. Now it feels like that's a step backwards. As much as it's a step forward, winning 15 games, what did it actually mean? It meant you got further away from the Super Bowl.
So here's where I would say the injuries on defense played a part. It's early in the season when you play Houston, and you don't play your best game, but your defense stands up.
Yep.
That's when you've got the ability to play, you know, quote-unquote, complementary football. And it's when one side of the ball isn't playing its best, that's when it's the other two phases that have to step up and play well. And when you get to the end of the season, defense has been ravaged by injuries. Offense doesn't play well, obviously, in the playoff game. The defense wasn't able to step up and take control.
That's true. I just think knowing what defense took the field on Saturday night, they still could have won that game if they don't commit five turnovers.
I agree.
And I think that's where we get into the waste.
Yeah.
A word that I used. You didn't like that word. I said waste. And Dan Campbell's even referred to this as a failure. He said he looked in the mirror.
Yeah, I've used that term as well.
Yeah, and I don't think people kind of bristle at it. It's a harsh word, failure. In sports, you win or you lose. You succeed or you fail. And,
to me,
and it's healthy to acknowledge the failure because you're going to have to learn from it.
Well, a lot of it is semantics. To me, it's a failure because you didn't ultimately attain the goal that you set out at the beginning of the season. You did everything to do you needed to do to set yourself up for success, and the opposite of success is failure. Mm-hmm. It only becomes a waste, and this is where I think failure is. The time frame is now. Waste. I'm going to look back at this, and we're talking about a different time frame to say how did they use this to make themselves better to ultimately win a Super Bowl. If they don't use this failure to move forward, then yeah, it's a waste.
I think John's right with the semantical thing. I would say I'm not willing to go waste.
Why?
Because I just think there's things that came out of this, and they failed on their ultimate goal. They failed big time not winning Saturday. I think that's unforgivable almost.
Yeah.
And they opened up a thing in my mind with their quarterback that I'm not so sure about him going forward. And I'll leave it at that. We can talk about that more in the offseason.
But that's what I talk about.
But I'm going to say this right now. Lost opportunity. Not waste. Lost opportunity. And you may say, well, that's splitting hairs. But there is injuries. People always say injuries aren't an excuse. I would say it's the number one reason this season ended the way it did.
I would say the number one reason was Jared Goff.
I would not be that far away from you. But I would still say what John said about the Houston game, they had guys on defense that could save the day. And that was without Hutch by then. This team had the look like it had the capability of sprinting start to finish through the regular season when they had their top defensive players. And when they slowly lost them, that all fell apart. But the team continued to sprint. And I think that was a little bit of a mistake. Seasons, you can go through seasons and make it more of a marathon where maybe it isn't so. It's hard to say this, but change the mentality of the kneecap thing a little bit to where maybe they should have taken it a little bit easier at times during the season. I'll tell you what, right now, there is a ticket text, and I agree with this wholeheartedly. When the Red Wings went through the 96 season and they won 61 games and set the NHL record at that time, they sprinted. And the gas ran out in the tank. It just did.
But
and I do think
saying.
A lesson learned is that sometimes you don't need to go 15-2 and sprint. You started losing players. You needed to treat this more as the end game is the playoffs. And look, Minnesota pushed them. The whole NFC North ended up being inflated. I suggested that to you off the air. You know it, Jim, a couple mm-hmm. weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, one thing to look at here, if you really look between the lines, the top three NFC North teams went 12-0 against the AFC South. Was it really that good?
I would have a hard time saying that they should have pulled back the reins because I just know so much of what they believe in this culture is pushing things forward and putting your best foot forward and playing to win every single day. I don't know that you can rewire that and if that's even a good thing.
I will say this. Whether you can really do that on the fly or not is probably questionable. I'll admit that. But there was a narrative out there, especially by the national media, did the Lions peak too soon? And I think you can make the case that they did.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Jay in Walled Lake. Jay, you're on 97.1.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you this morning?
Good.
I got to tell you, this is the most cognizant and pragmatic discussion I've heard so far about the game, gentlemen.
Oh, sorry about that. Continue.
I just want to let you know the discussion you're having so far this morning makes more sense than a lot of the stuff I'm hearing. It really does. You guys are making a lot of really good points. I will say, however, I think I'm really uncomfortable with the use of the word waste. I think that's way too strong of a word. They failed to reach the objective, but to call it a waste and for every individual Detroiter in the city who's been so fired up with this for so many months now, to look back at all of the experience, all of the games, all of the enjoyment and the excitement, and to just say, oh, well, it was a total waste. I could equate it to with the same metric. You go to a really nice restaurant and you buy a really expensive steak and it's the most delicious meal you've ever had. Well, when it's gone, then it's gone. Was it a waste?
No, because the goal of the dinner was to eat the steak. The goal of the season was to win the Super Bowl. That's why I feel like we can call it a waste. I don't know why that's a sticking point for people. They were the 15-win, one seed in the NFC, and won zero playoff games. Waste is not a stretch. Waste is what it was. It's 97.1.